Listener Production.
Hey there, Alicia McFarlane with your news briefing. Westpac is the first of the big four banks to announce its passing on today's rate hike, the RBA increasing the cash rate by 0.25%, bringing it to a 10-year high of 3.1 amid warnings of more rises next year. While Shadow Treasurer Angus Taylor has criticised a lack of action from the government on soaring energy prices.
Sadly, we still seem to be no closer to having a clear path forward for reducing those energy cost pressures that Australians are facing. All Australians want as they approach Christmas is to know that the government has a plan and has their back. That's not what they're saying.
National Cabinet is meeting virtually on Friday to discuss these issues after the PM contracted COVID. If you cause a scene or have one too many while flying this holiday season, you can expect a chat with federal police. Extra patrols are being put on at Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Adelaide, Perth, Darwin, Gold Coast and Cairns airports. Assistant Commissioner Scott Lee says the message is clear this Christmas.
We are keen to ensure that people stay safe, but we'll also have a zero tolerance attitude to people who behave poorly, are unruly or disruptive or aggressive in the airport environment.
A New South Wales landscaper has been found guilty of attempting to smuggle 270 kilos of cocaine into the country in an excavator. The 38-year-old faced trial today over the 2019 offence. Tributes today for American actress Kirstie Alley, who's passed away aged 71 following a short battle with cancer. In sport, the Roosters have fended off rival interest to lock down Sam Walker to a multi-year deal, the playmaker remaining at the club until at least the end of 2025 after signing to the Tricolours for a further 2 years. And Aussie selectors are keeping a close eye on Pat Cummins ahead of Thursday's second test against the West Indies. Spin bowler Nathan Lyon says the captain remains an outside chance to overcome a quad injury.
Pat's doing everything that he can do to make sure he's ready to go.
Meanwhile, day one of the Brisbane test is looking to be a sellout.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free. Listener.